Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Jeff Edwards, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. I'm so enjoying these last several weeks that I've had with me my lovely wife, May, who has joined me again as we continue to talk about stress busters and a balanced life in Jesus Christ and some of the practical things that are necessary. Because, you know, that's one of the things people are really interested in, May, is that they're things that we share with them. And this is what I hear. It's so practical and it's so real. So go ahead and just welcome everybody. It's a joy to have you with me.
Thank you, my dear. Welcome to join us this morning as we unpack some more of stress busters and also having a balance in our lives. I believe that we all seek to have a peaceful, balanced life, no matter our age, no matter what stage we are in our journey. I think that's really important to have God's peace, to know His word and live according to the wisdom that He imparts to us in His from His word.
You know, that's a really good word you said, at whatever season you're in. You know, we're in a different kind of season. We have grandkids and grand dogs and it's a different season that we're in life. And you know, when we were younger, you have kids and different things going on in your life. And I think it's very important that God promises us that at whatever season of life we're in, He'll grace us. Because sometimes now, May, I'll tell you, I look at our kids, raising kids and all that they're doing, and I'm going, wow, how did I ever do that?
That's a really good question. I do the same thing. But I believe we're graced at whatever season we're in. By God's word, prayerfully go forward. Lord, this is my situation. Lord, I just submit all of my stress, my questions, my doubts, anything that comes against me in the day. Lord, I just cast that all onto You to be able to go forward with peace, even if there's a storm around. You're in the eye of the storm because, you know, Jesus loves you so much. He has a good plan for your life. And, you know, He's but a breath away. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. So no matter what season you're in, no matter what you're going through, you know, we can learn to learn from His word. We can know the difference between positive stress, which keeps us healthy, motivated, keeps us safe, versus toxic stress, which causes an imbalance in our physical bodies, as well as our external life and those all around us.
You know, I've got a promise from God's word for you, and that is His grace is sufficient. You know, in this season, we have young people in university and kids in school and different things, and the schoolwork that they're doing sometimes brings incredible stress on them. They're working really hard. But I want you to know this. If you're at a place in university or school right now, God's grace is sufficient. If you'll put Him first and seek Him first with all of your heart. I remember one young man, he was getting ready to take some tests, and he was studying and preparing and was like doing all this cramming, trying to get it all done. And I says, you know what, can I share something with you? I said, why don't you just take an hour just to worship the Lord? Because if you'll take the time to put God first, you'll find that you'll begin to enjoy, you'll find that peace. And remember this, if you're a Christian, if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, the Word of God tells us He'll bring all things to our remembrance. I shared that with him, and he worshiped the Lord. He had studied hard, and when he went into that test, May, I want you to know that he told me he'd never been so peaceful in his life, and he trusted that he had done his part. He'd worshiped the Lord on top of that, and he scored very well in that test. So that's a word for somebody today. You know, it's either in there or it's not. And if it's in there, if you'll honor God, God's given you a gift. And that gift is He's putting you on a course in your life, teaching and training you. And I'm speaking specifically to someone in university, perhaps several of you right now, that God wants you to know, put Him first. Don't put him off to the sideline. Put him first. Honor him. Worship him. Pray, for the Holy Ghost is with you and God's grace is upon you in this season of life. And that's a word for you. Now, I'll continue to speak to that grace. Perhaps you're a parent and you're in raising children, as we just said. God's grace is with you. Perhaps you're in a season right now to where you're in between positions in work. God's grace is with you. He'll sustain you. It says that the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. I've often said it this way, that if you'll keep your heart going in the right direction, your feet will ultimately follow. That's why the battle is always for the heart. The Bible tells us, and we've dealt with thoughts, right, May, about as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And out of the heart come the issues of life. We're trying to deal with the real practical things about living a balanced life, enjoying life, having the commitments that are necessary to fulfill a life and a plan and a destiny that God has. So sometimes we need to just take a moment, step back from the busyness of life, and prioritize our life, and God will begin teaching us how to balance and how to live this life He has for us and reduce the stress because we learn to trust.
That, I think, is the key. You know, it says in God's word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the rest will be added. And I think that's really powerful what you just shared, that when we put Him first, we seek Him first. You know, the illustration that you just shared, then the gentleman had peace. And when we are all stressed out, it's difficult to have clarity of thought, whether, you know, we're a parent, we're in the workplace, we're a student. When we're all stressed up, it blocks the flow of our intelligence, our thoughts, our creativity. So it's really important to strive for a balanced thinking, a balanced thought life. And the most important is to trust God. When we trust Him, then we can do anything because He's for us. He's not against us. And so it's really important to find practical things in life that help us have a balanced life. And, you know, even just establishing helpful routines, just in the natural, like a healthy diet, getting enough exercise, having adequate rest, all of those things contribute to our balanced thinking and the functions in our body because we're designed to have rest. Even the Bible tells us to take a day of rest. But in this day and age, it's go, 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 go. And a day of rest is maybe just kind of like a delectable dessert every once in a while that we indulge in, yet we need that on a regular basis. We need to seek wise counsel when we have areas that we struggle with to reduce our stress. And these are just some of the things, you know, just in speaking to some people lately, just dealing with perfectionism. And there's a difference between perfectionism and excellence. Perfectionism is a trap. And yet people, we wear it as a badge. I'm a perfectionist, which really means that you are never content with anything that you try, you attempt, or work through because it's never good enough, which creates a constant stress within you because you're either seeking man's approval or avoiding negative things from man. And you know what? In that case, we're not putting God first. And I mean, I can speak to this. I can relate to being a perfectionist in the past, but being delivered from that and moving forward to striving for excellence rather than perfectionism.
That's a good word right there. Matter of fact, it says in the book of Daniel that God found Daniel, that he had an excellent spirit in him. You know, God is a God of quality and of excellence. But as you said, that perfectionism, it many times what it does is it creates that stress on you and on everyone else around you because it's basically looking at our inadequacies instead of His sufficiency. You see, and if you'll learn that you are perfect in Christ Jesus, this is a good word right here. I want to see some people get set free today because you do, as May said, you know, we wear it as a badge. I'm a perfectionist. Everything I do is perfect. Well, then you're setting yourself out there for a lot of stress in your life. You're setting yourself out there for a lot of problems. No, we always do our best. And we always raise the level and we always bring excellence to everything we can do. But I want to address that perfectionism brings guilt. Perfectionism You know, I think it's very important that you study these things out and find out what they really mean. You know, it's like some people I've spoken to, I'm passive aggressive. They think that that's a good thing, you know, but no, that's a bad thing. That's a controlling thing. And that's why we're constantly working at bringing the awareness of things to your spirit, soul, and body, because your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And as we learn that our life is renewed by our mind thinking properly and meditating on the Word of God. That's one of the key components, Romans chapter 12, that ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you turn from that caterpillar to that beautiful butterfly. You know, no matter what your life looks like right now, I can tell you what, God has a higher place for you, and He has freedom for you, and it's learning these things and being practical about how do we apply them, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. That means you've got to take the information and then you've got to apply it to your life. And that's what we're hoping you'll do. We don't want to just tell you what perfectionism is. We want to tell you how to break free of it and really results in your trusting God and trusting the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And, you know, May, as you said, and you began addressing that, I'm going to pray, and then I just want you to continue to deal whatever direction the Holy Spirit leads you in, because I believe God wants freedom for your life today. And so I say to you right now, in the name of Jesus, freedom's flowing across this network, all across the North. All of our friends, all of our partners, all of the new listeners, all of those that have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and those that are on a Christian journey of wanting to know more, Lord, that you would illuminate their heart, that you would give them revelation, Lord, that you would touch them, Lord, that there would be transformation in their life and that grace would abound in their life so that they could see the greatest freedom they've ever known day by day in Jesus' name.
There are two types of emotions. All the other ones are derivative and variations. And we're just talking about perfectionism being a trap. And people-pleasing is as well. When we can't say no. When we can't say no, it stems from fear. Perfectionism stems from fear. Fear of man. Either being hurt from man or we need the accolades of man. And so that can be changed. That can be healed with our thought life. So I think if we understand that the two basic emotions are love and fear, and I'll share a few, then it's easy to recognize where our thoughts are going. Are they going in an unhealthy way, which creates imbalance in our bodies physically and externally? Or is it a love emotion, which has positive effects in our body and our environment? So fear-based emotions, for example, would be confusion, depression, inadequacy, shame, guilt, anxiety, rage, hatred, anger, and bitterness. And the Bible says in Hebrews 12:15 that we are not to allow a root of bitterness because of the damage and the poison that it creates in our body. Now, the love emotions are joy, trust, caring, peace, contentment, patience, kindness, and gentleness, to name a few. And so we have a choice in having a balanced, peaceful, healthy life by the thoughts that we choose.
You know, the Bible very clearly tells us that is a choice that we make, because love is a decision. You know, love is a decision. You choose to love. You choose to forgive. And I want to encourage you that as we go on this journey, that God wants us delivered from fear so that we can know His love. And see, love delivers us from fear. It's kind of those paradoxes of faith. The more love you let into your life, the more of God you let into your life, the less fear you'll have, the more trust you'll have. The more you believe God, the more you can trust God. The more you trust God, the more you can believe God. And I challenge you right now that you get a hold of the fact that God's love for you is very real. His love is real. And I know so many times people say, I hear it, but I just don't understand it. I don't know. Well, let me tell you the way the Bible says it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever should believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For He sent His Son into the world not to judge the world or to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved. God came in the person of Jesus Christ for you because He loves you. It also tells us in the book of Romans that He who spared not His own Son, how will He not freely pour out and deliver you? God wants you to get a hold of this love is so real and so powerful, and that His love will just overshadow you and set you free from everything. That love brings divine protection. That love brings divine provision. But you must believe in the love that is yours. You know, if I had a bank account that was loaded with money and I never accessed it, even though I had the debit card to do it, even though I had the information, even though I know it's mine, and I lived far below the level that I could because I wouldn't access it, I'm telling you right now, the key to accessing God's love is simply believing and receiving. If you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, perhaps you're listening to this great network that's preaching the gospel, you know, and you've never made Jesus Lord of your life. You're on the verge right there. Well, I want to invite you to receive Jesus today. It begins your journey to wholeness. It begins your journey to balance. It begins your journey of being free from fear. God loves you, and make it personal. It says that He came and He died for you, all your shortcomings. You see, the great misconception of perfectionism, it has its root in religion, because religion tries to get you to be perfect and be flawless in yourself. No, you'll never arrive at that. Jesus is the only way. Jesus wants you to receive Him, and then you are made perfect in your spirit. So Jesus is the one that provided the price for all of your sin, all of your shortcomings, all in your life, if you'll just receive Him. The Bible says to confess Him as Lord. That means to put Him in the place and declare over your life that He is who He is. He is Lord. He is in charge of all. He is the one that created and redeemed you and loved you, and that you're giving Him the proper place in your life by believing on Jesus as Lord. And believing that He died for you personally, and that He has risen from the dead. The Bible says that if you pray that and you believe that and you say that with your heart, it says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." I want to lead you in a simple prayer this morning. I want you just to say, "Lord Jesus, thank You for coming for me. I receive You as my Lord. I believe You died for me. I believe You've been risen from the dead for me. I receive Your great love and forgiveness of all my sin. Cleanse me, purify me according to Your word. Holy Spirit, come fill me afresh. Holy Spirit, come fill me. Thank You, Lord, for just an outpouring of Your grace and love." In Jesus' name, if you've prayed that prayer, the Bible says He's done the miracle of all miracles and that you are born again. If you need some help on this journey, we want to encourage you, get into a local church. If you're in the greater Sudbury area, get a hold of us, 1621 Valley View Road. We'd love to help disciple you. Get to church someplace this week and say, "I just gave Jesus my heart and my life." If you're a Christian, perhaps you've fallen by the wayside, or you've believed the lies of the world, or you've tried to, you've come up short so many times that you've fallen into a place of trying to make it all work yourself. Just once again, give your life to God and declare that He has set you free, and repent of all your wrongdoing. And Jesus, the same blood that cleanses, continues to purify. He loves you. You cannot separate the love of God from what Jesus Christ did for you and me. That's the beginning of living a stress-free, balanced life. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus wants to give you rest right now. You know, May, that's the greatest thing that happens in people's lives. We see so many lives that we have the privilege to speak into, whether it's on air or minister to people as we're out in the community, and just many times showing them the love of God, that God loves them. And you are absolutely phenomenal about that. I've often told people, your capacity of compassion and love is as powerful as any preaching of the word that I do. And so I really want to encourage you, May, just to speak into their lives, or whatever direction the Holy Spirit takes you and what's going on right now, to just minister to the people freely.
Well, it is so powerful when we give our heart to the Jesus, and He's sovereign in our lives. Our life changes. And the really wonderful thing, the blessing, is He changes us little by little. We just need to be an open vessel and submissive. And perfect love casts out fear, and He is perfect love. And as I was listening, I just sensed in my spirit there are some born-again Christians on fire for God, but you feel that you are stuck in perfectionism or people-pleasing, and you just can't say no to anyone. And it's just kind of wearing you down, and you're not having the same energy. And so it's fear that's based under that. And, you know, we can have a head knowledge of God's word, a head knowledge of God's love, speak all the right things. But until that head knowledge shifts into our heart, then there's a change. Because, you know, Jesus died for each and every one of us. And when we accept him as Lord and Savior, we don't need the accolades of man. And the disapproval of man doesn't hold weight. We want to please God. And so we are free. And I think that a lot of the issues that we face, that we have difficulty with, the root is we don't really know who we are in Christ. We don't know what his word says about us, how much he loves us, how much he's for us, for he's not against us. So we need a renewing of our mind. We need to fill it with truth, God's truth, how much he loves us, how he has a plan and a destiny for our lives. It doesn't matter what we've done or not done in our lives. When we come to him and we say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for the things that I've not done. Forgive me for the things that I have done that I should have. And then we strive to have a renewing and a rewiring of our mind and our thinking. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, and I have many, is Philippians 4:8. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I think when we put God first, we trust him and we say, here I am, Lord, here I am. Use me in whatever way in the kingdom, and we keep our thought life connected to the truth of God's word. We are transformed, and now we have a greater capacity to love. We have a greater capacity to see people through the eyes of Jesus. And if they're a difficult person to get along with, we don't focus on that. We see how Jesus sees them. We have a heart change. We have a compassion that increases, and then we can love people. We can still have boundaries. It doesn't mean we become a doormat, but we have a deep love and a compassion, and we ask to be more like Jesus every day of our life, that we can love those and try to love no matter what the circumstances. With his help, we can do it. On our own, we can't.
I want to encourage you right now that there's someone there that's just really struggling with their faith. They say, I'm struggling with my faith, and can I tell you what? The reason you're struggling with your faith is not a believing issue. It's a love issue. You know, it's an issue that you just won't receive the love that he has for you, because the Bible says that faith worketh by love. You know, God loves you. The word is full of scripture that declares that so clearly. It says this, in Romans 8:37 through 39, knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Listen to this. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. It's the love of God. You know, my prayer and May's prayer for you today is that you would receive the love of God, that you would take it from a head level to a heart level that would bring transformation and freedom into your life, that you would move to a place today of a new revelation of the love of God. You know, we've got about a minute and a half here, May. What would you love to say?
I would love to say, to have positive stress in your life and a balanced life, we need to seek his peace daily by filling our minds with his word, lifting all things to him in prayer, sitting at his feet in awe and reverence. It is only by his grace, mercy, and love that we can have a balanced, stress-free life and that we can manage it. We're just so grateful for his faithfulness.
You know, this is Pastor Jeff and Pastor May, and we'd like to welcome you and thank you that if you're in the local area here, come visit us at 1621 Valley View Road as we continue to talk about stress busters, and we're moving into the balanced life. It's an important thing. We're going to deal with God's love and the practical things that are so important for you to walk in victory and peace in your life, and you can do it. That's one of the most important things. You know, sometimes people think, May, that is it really available to walk life in peace? And you and I both know that no matter what goes on in life, if you'll trust God, if you'll believe God, if you'll reach out to God, if you'll cry out to God, He'll hear you and deliver you. You know, May, how's the Bible study going on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock? We have a wonderful ladies' Bible study and men's Bible study going on. Are you enjoying that?
Absolutely. It is the emotionally healthy woman. And what an exciting Bible study to kind of unpack the things that might be holding us back from God's best. And we have over 33 women that have joined, that are excited to have the Lord show up and shift and change our lives for the better, for more freedom.
You know, sometimes to experience freedom, you got to step out of the comfort zones that you're currently in. So perhaps that's God speaking to you right now. Go to church someplace this weekend. You know, tell your pastor, you know, thank you for all that they're doing and speaking the Word of God. We love you. We're believing God's best for you. This is Jeff and May Edwards, and we're saying, remember this,
Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.